98.1 KZE. It's Wednesday. It's a little bit after 4 o'clock. Friends Day on KZE is brought to you by the Lemon Squeeze in New Paltz. Today's guest has been here once before. It was a couple years ago. We're very excited to have her back, originally from Woodstock, now living in Nashville. She's got a new EP out now called Dear Future Me. Please welcome back to the Friends Day studio, Stella Prince.
Right where you wanted her. Lonely enough, so she take the bait. Blinded by words that were holding an empty promise. Desperation paves way for mistakes. Loneliness is to face. For some way to escape, the silent, mournful wind was trying to warn her, whispering, "Get out before it's too late." Well, there's all kinds of empty, but the heart is one to take. These lies that seem tempting, loneliness is to face. Some paths lead to the horizon before one-way streets become dead ends. You'll know your escape routes when you find them. It's never too late to start again. Oh, there's all kinds of empty, but the heart is one to take. Lies that seem tempting, loneliness is to face. Ooh, loneliness is to face.
98.1 KZE, Stella Prince is my guest. Stella, welcome back. Great to see you.
Thank you so much for having me today.
Yeah, so November 2022, that's what we decided.
Yes.
Was the last time you were here.
Oh my gosh, it has been a long year and a half since then.
It seems like it. So you were living in Woodstock when I met you.
Yeah.
And Professor Louis actually sent you my way.
Yeah.
He produced your first album, right?
Yeah, my first single.
Yes.
Yeah, it was a song called Closing Doors.
Yes.
That was my first time I think I ever met you.
Yeah, and I love the song. We've been playing it ever since.
Oh, thank you.
And it's great to hear new material from you.
Yeah, it's this has been a long time coming, and this is my first time I've ever recorded in Nashville. I started recording right after my move a year ago.
Yeah.
And I've been recording with Steve Fischel, who is an original member of Emmylou Harris's band.
Oh, awesome.
And he's an incredible steel guitarist, so he's played on all the tracks, and it's just been the coolest thing.
Yeah, yeah. So what's next? Are you touring? What's the plan?
Yeah, so I'm in the middle of a 30-city tour with 30 radio interviews kind of to go along with that,
mm-hmm.
and it's literally all over the U.S., from Maine to Seattle and everywhere in between.
And are you exhausted?
I'm completely exhausted. Yeah, everyone is like, what's the one thing that you've had to learn or get used to since, you know, starting your career? And I feel like the one thing is just, like, doing everything exhausted.
Mm-hmm.
That's, like, the number one thing. Like,
yeah.
Having to perform when you're really tired is something that I wasn't used to in the past. And
yeah, and I mean, you know, touring sounds really fun. You get to see a bunch of cities, but the truth
yeah.
is you don't really get to see that much
yeah,
of the cities.
You really don't. I mean, you really, it's just literally, like, sitting in the car all day and then you perform.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, you sound check and then you have, like, two
yeah.
hours to kill and then it's time to go on and then
exactly.
you have to leave.
It's, yeah.
Yeah,
it's interesting for sure.
Are you touring with a band or are you just going solo?
No,
right
it's
now?
Just me.
Nice.
Just me and my guitar, yeah.
Low maintenance.
It is, it is. Like, it's interesting. I think someday I'd love to have a full band, but I've never really, you know, done that, especially on a tour
yeah.
right now. But definitely
I mean,
down the line.
You got time. Are you 18?
19 now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got time.
Think, I was just 18, right when I met you for the first time.
That's right. Yeah. Yes, because I also have the song 18.
Yes,
which I also really love.
Thank you. Yeah, that was my first ever EP that came out just about 2 years ago.
Yeah.
I was 17, and yeah, that's one of my favorite songs. 18.
Yeah. So, Dear Future Me is the new one.
It is. Yeah.
And how has your songwriting changed since the first EP?
Yeah. I mean, I think everything has just grown so much. Like, if I listen back to like my first few recordings from 2-3 years ago, I'm like blown away by how different my voice sounds, let alone the songs. Just specifically the production and my voice has gotten so different in a good way. It really has gone up a level, I feel like.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you sounded wonderful the first time I heard you. You definitely had like a very unique quality, but now you sound like somebody who has practiced a lot.
I appreciate you saying that. Yeah, I feel the same way.
Yeah, like you really have so much like control over your voice, which is lovely to hear.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, it's I've been doing this, you know, my whole life, and I've really just been waiting for this moment and waiting to start my career. So.
Yeah. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
You got another one for us?
Yeah, this is the title track of the EP. It's called Dear Future Me. And I wrote it because I really wanted to write a letter to my future self growing up, and I can never figure out what to say until I put it in a song.
Nice.
So,
here we go. Ooh.
Why do I keep begging for love? Is it because I'm never enough? Why do I always punish myself if things don't go the way I plan them to be? You never truly recover when you always compare yourself to another. Childhood insecurities hover, making it hard to relate to each other. When will I fill this empty void that's buried deep inside of me? Maybe not until I get over past insecurities. Standing tall like trees, reaching new heights of maturity. I wish my younger self could see dear future me. Why do I still feel alone after inviting a couple of new friends home? I guess they're just not the kids I grew up with. I wish my old friends knew that I think of them often. They're probably living it up, going to parties, growing up, moving on without me, doing all the things we said we'd do. When will I fill this empty void that's buried deep inside of me? Maybe not until I get over past insecurities. Standing tall like trees, reaching new heights of maturity. I wish my younger self could see dear future me.
KZE Stella Prince is my guest. I feel like every musician should write a song like that.
It's the go-to subject.
Yeah, well, I mean, just because you're going to be so happy that you did in the future.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, even so just too. What you said about like having listened to your older stuff, which is only like a few years old at this point, and like how much your perspective on it has changed. I can't imagine how you're going to feel about that song in 10 years.
I feel the same way. I'm always wondering where I'll be, you know, 10 years from now, even 20 years from now. It's the craziest thing that I have no idea.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's life.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's crazy, but it's also exciting, too.
Yeah. Your guitar playing is also really beautiful and melodic. Have you kind of learned some stuff from the people you've been playing with in Nashville?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, just like seeing these incredible musicians. I think there's about 75,000 musicians in Nashville.
Yeah.
And you just learn so much from being around them all the time. It's like everywhere you look, everyone has a guitar.
Yeah.
And when you walk down the street, everyone's just playing. And it's just the most amazing thing, really.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a great environment to be in.
Yeah. But especially, I mean, coming back here is the most special thing to me because, like, Red Hook, you know, I grew up studying at Bard College, and that was where I got all my music training. So
yeah.
To be back here is just, there's so many memories that come back.
Yeah. Yeah. And you've got a couple of New York shows coming up.
Yes. Yeah. I'm doing a hometown show. I'll be at Teta's and Olive Bridge, which is like right down the road from where I grew up, on Saturday, May 18th. And then I'll also be in the city as well. Friday the 17th at Cafe Wa, which is a venue I've always wanted to play in Greenwich Village. So
that's exciting.
It's going to be really fun.
Yeah. Well, you got one more song for us?
Oh yeah, for sure. Okay, this is off the EP. This is one of my favorites off the album. It's called What's Mine, and I wrote it because you don't have to let anyone take away from you what's rightfully yours, and that is a lesson that I learned this year.
Hell yeah.
It's not okay to claim you love me, you miss me, and then all of a sudden you don't. I need you to show me, not try to control me, but after a while he won't. At the end of the day, it gets kinda lonely, I'm slowly running out of hope. So get out of my way, stop pretending you want me, I'm finally at the end of my rope. You don't have to say whatever rude thing comes to mind. You don't have to bury my confidence that you yourself can find. You don't have to build yourself up by being unkind. As much as you try, can't take away from me what's mine. Your put-downs are clever, they're subtle but cutting. I didn't always see their intent. I finally realize the lies in your eyes reflect the wasted hours I've spent. So maybe in time you'll actually find I do in fact have something to say. I believed your excuses, but really the truth is I won't give my power away. You don't have to say whatever rude thing comes to mind. You don't have to bury my confidence that you yourself can find. You don't have to build yourself up by being unkind. As much as you try, can't take away from me what's mine. As much as you try, can't take away from me what's mine.
KZE. Stella Prince has been my guest today. The new EP, Dear Future Me, is out now. And where can folks go to follow your music and your tour?
Yeah, just Stella Prince Music everywhere. StellaPrinceMusic.com is my website.
Awesome. You got all the same handle on all the socials?
Yeah, yeah. Thank God. I feel like it would be impossible to find me otherwise.
It's hard. Not to keep you, but how do you feel about like the social media thing? Are you like on TikTok that much, or are you more kind of focusing on the radio and touring side of things?
Yeah, I am very into social media except for TikTok,
yeah.
Which I feel like is kind of rare for being Gen Z, but I don't know. It's just not my thing.
Yeah,
it never has been. I don't think it ever will be. But Instagram, I think, is an amazing tool, as is, you know, everything else. But
yeah, that's actually really heartening to see, because I feel like what I'm hearing from a lot of musicians is like if they're not on TikTok, then they cannot succeed. So,
yeah,
it's great to see you doing so great without TikTok.
It's interesting. I feel like it's kind of a misconception. I feel like everyone is so obsessed with TikTok, but there's so many other ways. You know, it doesn't have to just be that.
Yeah. Social media is a flash in the pan. Touring is forever.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And building a foundation is forever, too. It's interesting. A lot of people on TikTok, you know, they tend to get super quick, kind of a viral, quick success. And it's not usually lasting. It's interesting. It's like very quick flash in the pan.
It's true.
Thing.
Like you can have this perception of like, oh, my career is taking off because this 30-second clip of your song has been shared so many times. But then how many of those people are actually looking up your music and listening to it and going to see
you
live?
That's the whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think you're doing it the right way. And it's great to see you doing so well.
Thank you.
And yeah, I hope you'll stop back in next time you're in town.
I would love to. Thank you so much again.
Yeah. Stella Prince is my guest. Dear Future Me is out now. Go see her while she's around. And we've got your entertainment calendar and more KZE music up next.